In January of this year, the Obama administration announced a shift in US strategy, a pivot back towards the Asia-Pacific region. With US forces out of Iraq and the war in Afghanistan winding down, the US could now transfer its strategic horizons elsewhere. This was broadly welcomed by Washington's allies in Asia, though it caused some unease in Beijing. And it prompted questions too among America's friends in Europe and the Middle East. Here in Singapore, on a trip that will also take in Vietnam and India, Mr. Panetta is set to explain the pivot in more detail, though the Pentagon now prefers the term a rebalancing of US strategy. Dr. John Shipman, head of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, that is convening this summit, stressed the likely central message of Secretary Panetta's speech.
Despite the challenges of economic austerity, the United States knows that the Asia-Pacific is a vital region for it, and it will devote military, diplomatic, but also intellectual resources to focusing on the Asia-Pacific, and he will want to recommit the United States as a resident power in the Asia-Pacific region.
But inevitably, there will be many questions, not least due to the budgetary pressures back home. Can Washington fund its renewed defense commitment to the Asia-Pacific region? What new military capabilities will it deploy? And how will it manage the almost inevitable tensions with China that this rebalancing will bring?